B-Pod Studios.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. We have Sloan on the phone. Not her real name, but she definitely wants to be protected.
Okay.
For a good reason. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning, guys.
So you got a fun case here for us. Let's just be careful because, you know, it's a family show.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Just want to, you know, kind of give a heads up. All right, Sloan, let's hear about your morning court case.
Okay, so I live in like a condo complex situation, and I have this neighbor that used to have a boyfriend that came over on the weekends, but now since the pandemic, he's over all the time. And you might be wondering how I know this. I mean, I'm separated from my neighbors. I'm not, you know, roommates with them,
right.
But the walls are super thin and I can hear them. You said this is a family show.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're getting my drift.
Okay. They're not laughing.
No. I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not watching the TV loudly, if you know what I'm saying.
I gotcha.
But I hear them, and it's really hard to ignore them when it's late, and I'm trying to sleep because I'm getting woken up. And okay, that's not even the worst.
Okay.
When I'm in the middle of a Zoom call in the middle of the day, the Zoom will pick up on it. It's
oh my
so
God.
Noisy.
No, sir.
Well, Sloan. It's very loud. It's frequent, right?
Yeah. And I guess, okay, I don't know. I guess I'm too embarrassed to say anything to her. And her mom's on the condo association, so it's not like I can say anything to them. So I'm kind of stuck.
So her mom is also lives in the complex, and she's on the association.
Oh, boy.
So you'd go to be tough.
Yeah,
going to mom.
Yeah, right. Hey, there's
my neighbor.
This girl in 2B.
or not 2B.
Oh, wow.
That is a dilemma.
I don't want to be rude, but I mean, it's like I'm an adult, too.
Yeah.
But you see how awkward it could get if I'm in the... Like, what if I was on this call and then all of a sudden you guys heard it? That wouldn't be family friendly.
But it'd be funny.
Yeah. We can wait.
Good. Hold the phone up, Sloan.
They're up there.
No.
Wow.
You know, it sounds funny, but it's after,
no, after a while. It's like
come
the
on.
First time you're like, and then that, you know.
Yeah,
no,
it's
no.
way too frequently.
That's gross.
What should Sloan do on this one? How should she handle it? That's quite a case, Sloan. Quite a case. Can you sleep with your TV on? Is that a possibility? Maybe you make some noise of your own. Well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, you know. You know,
she shouldn't have to do that.
All right.
This is her space. She spends money on it.
Are you like a lot of people are very, where they need quiet to sleep? Are you a quiet sleeper?
It's not that I need quiet sleep. I'm just a light sleeper. I'm going to pick up on something going on. If it's like the fridge buzzing or something like that, I'm going to like just
anything banging would wake
out,
you up.
Jeez.
Right?
Bob Bronson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob,
what? I mean, if anything's noise.
You know what?
Buzzing.
Noises.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Things that go bump in the night.
That's right.
You're going to have to go on a timeout.
Right. They were bumping.
Gross. Everyone's gross.
Okay, Sloan. Stay tuned. You're going to hear, I think, maybe some great advice on how to handle this delicate situation we got here. Okay, Sloan, thanks for calling. Stay tuned.
Thanks so much.
All right, let's help her out. 888-410-1057. Listen, she wants to sleep. Constant interruptions. You know what we got first I was skeptical about? The noise sound maker. And now I go to bed with, like, the ocean. That's nice.
Yeah. Ocean.
Yeah.
Saturday. You're
going to have to.
Oh,
boy.
That's the motion of the ocean.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Bob.
You hear it? It's great.
Yeah. Except she's going to have to run it during her work calls, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you at the beach?
We're Sloan, where are you? All right. It's kind of. I know we're having fun with it, but she's, you know, it's keeping her up at night. And she doesn't want to.
Keeping everyone up at
night. Keeping everybody's up. All right, let's take some calls. 888-410-1057. I don't do this often, but I'm going to do it right now. I'm taking a hot call right off the phone.
No.
Yeah. Allie, what do you say? Good morning.
Hi, it's Allie.
Oh. Allie, sorry, Allie.
No, don't worry. So I would take a little passive-aggressive fun approach, and every time you're hearing it, I would stop blaring Salt and Pepper's Push It. Let's talk about sex.
Oh, wow. I like it.
That's not really passive aggressive. It's pretty
but it's
aggressive.
Fun.
It's not. I mean, it's really getting the message out there. But I think that would be a great way to do it.
It's on theme.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You know the song "Push It," right, LBF?
Yeah, push it real good. Down.
I knew I'd get her to do it, Haley. All right, thank you, Allie.
It's a fun song. I'm gonna look that up.
Thank you.
They might enjoy the soundtrack though.
Yeah, it might get into the rhythm of it. All right, 888-410-1057.
Good point.
Okay, here we go. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Rocket Man. Bezos blasts off at 9, right?
Yep.
I'm sure that'll be all over the tube. And it's going up for 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
Quickie, just up that, wouldn't you say? It's going to go up and down.
I'm not a very momentous situation.
No, you're not thrilled.
Oh.
All right. Morning Court, though. These these calls are dangerous, but I'm going live because we're crazy like that.
I know.
Brian, get ready to hit the dump button if somebody gets too frisky. All right. Sloan calls. She's got a neighbor who's making way too much noise. We don't want to say any more. You can figure it out. But what should she do about it? Because the neighbor's mom is on the board at the condo association. All right, let's start with you, Lisa. What do you say?
Hi. So I was in the same situation. I had neighbors that were noisy. And so I sent her a text message and I said, you know, I don't know whether to be jealous or annoyed, but, you know, I have to get up early in the morning, so you guys need to keep it down.
I like it.
How about that?
Jealous or annoyed? You're like, hey.
Did it work?
Yeah. And
she texted back and she said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I haven't heard them since.
Oh. Well, look at that.
Yeah.
But you see, you were fun about it too.
Right.
You were fun.
Exactly.
You weren't just being,
you
know, you said, hey, I don't know if I'm jealous or not. That's good.
I like it.
Maybe a nice text.
Yeah, like a compliment.
Yeah.
But yet.
Sounds fun.
Yes, but I got to get up in the morning.
Yeah, I like it.
So, exactly.
Okay.
Lisa, that's pretty good.
All right.
And see, you lived it, and you lived to tell about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
All right. See you, Lisa.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Mike. Mike, you have a sneaky solution. Let's hear it.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead, Mike.
I think I would probably record them.
Oh, God, no.
And get a couple of big speakers against the adjoining room and play the sound back when it's quiet over there.
Wow. That's kind of aggressive in your face.
Yeah.
Well, passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, it's not passive.
Not very
passive. It's just creative aggressive. All right. Creative aggressive.
All right. Thank you.
Audibly.
Oh, boy. See what Karen has to say. Karen, go ahead. What do you want to say?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Thank you. Helping Sloan out.
My advice is to just leave a note in her door. That way she doesn't know who it's from, but you can just address that, you know, maybe you could be quiet a little bit because neighbors can hear things. Mm. That way she has no idea who it's from, but, you know, realizes that people can hear her.
Yeah. Well,
it will totally work. I did it with my neighbor up the street with asking them to trim the bushes at the corner of the house there so we could see the street, and now they trim the bushes all the time.
Oh, you leave anonymous notes. Karen, you're leaving anonymous notes.
Yes, I do.
Karen,
the note leaves. Yeah, wow. They didn't know who it was, but they trim the bushes now, so.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. You can always just leave anonymous notes. They're going to probably have an idea who. Right?
No, they're not going to know. It's going to be neighbors on one side or the other, right?
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, just play dumb. Okay.
Play dumb.
Hey, Sloan's looking for answers.
I like it.
There it is. Thanks, Karen.
There it is.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Trim those bushes. Okay. All right, Rick. What do you say, Rick? Yeah.
Well, guys, I'd like to get the address so I could go over there and judge the noise myself.
Okay. All right. I was waiting for you, Rick. Rick. We knew there was a Rick out there.
Guys.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah. All righty. That won't help, but, you know,
no.
Rick will enjoy it, I suppose.
Okay.
All right, 7:55. Don't forget, we got tickets to Skynyrd. We're going to give you a shot at winning those 9:20 to 9:30 today.
Nice.
Okay? Don't go anywhere. Make sure you work right here with 105.7. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's 8:28. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Starship. Nothing's going to stop us. Now, what movie was that from? What 80s movie, guys?
Mannequin.
That was Mannequin.
Kim Cattrall and who's the guy from Weekend at Bernie's? I can't remember
his
name.
I would have lost
Andrew
that
McCarthy.
Bet.
Andrew who?
McCarthy.
Yes, Andrew McCarthy.
Man. Oscar nominated.
I forgot it was Kim Cattrall. Sex in the City. Started out as a mannequin. Okay. Hey, Sloan called us earlier for Morning Court. She lives in a small townhouse. Complex, and it's getting noisy there. So here's what she had to say in brief.
I have this neighbor that used to have a boyfriend that came over on the weekends, but now, since the pandemic, he's over all the time. And you might be wondering how I know this. The walls are super thin, and I can hear them. They're not watching the TV loudly, if you know what I'm saying. I hear them, and it's really hard to ignore them when it's late and I'm trying to sleep. Okay, that's not even the worst. When I'm in the middle of a Zoom call in the middle of the day, the Zoom will pick up on it. It's so noisy.
Everybody was working from home, I guess, that day. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Sloan. And whoever the neighbor is, their mom is on the board. So she just doesn't want to cause too much of a ruckus there.
Yeah, unlike her neighbor.
Yes. Okay. So let's start with Sonny. What advice do you have for Sloan today, Sonny?
Well, she said the girl's mother is on the association. Why don't she just have the mother over for coffee one day while this is going on?
Oh my God.
For herself.
Now, gee, what could that be?
That's great.
That's good, Sonny.
More sugar?
Thank you. Leah, what advice do you have today for Sloan?
Well, I was the person that was getting the phone call on for a year that I lived in a place.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Every time she would call the cops.
Every time you would...
Wait a minute.
You
know,
Leah. Sneaky time.
Okay.
Sneaky time.
All right. Well, we all know sneaky time. So, Leah, you would be, in this case, the neighbor in 2B.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes, I would be 2B.
So, every time you would, you know, do your thing, the neighbor would call?
The police?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the police show up. She knew that what you were doing, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, come on.
Yeah, but so how did that resolve itself?
I moved.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Leah,
yeah.
I got to ask the question the audience wants to know.
Oh no. Boy. Oh, okay. God. Here we go.
You mean God wants to know?
Yeah. What? No. It's a public service. How is it that you make so much noise?
Oh, my God.
Bob.
I know, but like.
Don't ever.
Good.
What?
Let's put it this way. You know when you're doing it right.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you can't help it. Right?
Right, exactly.
You're not trying to.
Wow.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't live there anymore. So.
I don't live there anymore.
So there's no complaints is what you're saying.
Right.
Thank you, Leah.
But calling the cops will always kind of wake that person up.
Yeah. Right. And then maybe...
A couple of noise complaints after an ordinance, then the Homeowners Association has got to take action.
That's right. Against people like you.
People taking action.
You're right.
Yes.
Leah, I applaud you for your honesty. You're the call of the day, okay?
Now I'm the pineapple girl, remember?
Now it all makes sense.
Oof. Leah, I could talk to you all day, but
we
got to take more
all
calls.
Right.
Thank you, Leah.
Bye.
Bye.
Or maybe we don't.
Oh, sneaky time.
Sometimes it's even more fun when you're trying to, you can get a little sneaky time.
So, yeah, there's no sneaking around with her neighbors. So that's that.
Right.
They're not sneaky.
Yeah.
Most of the answers, the one I think is the best would be the LOL, maybe you didn't know, but...
I should. The one she said, I don't know if I should be jealous or annoyed, but yeah. That's, yeah, kind of put it that way.
Some of us have to get up in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's still, a nice approach where you're not being too in their face about it, right? You're just kind of a light touch. I like that one.
A light touch. Good to know.
Good
to
like a nice.
Sometimes it's even more fun when you're trying to get a little sneaky time.
Yes, that's it. Okay. Well, I hope that helps our listener, Sloan.
Oh, God. People should just start dating Marcel Marceau. Yeah, right. Quieter.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Coming up, dirty laundry. What's in the bin, LBF?
Bras are in the bin, Bob, because we're just keeping it real around here.
Yes, we are. Bras are in the bin. Well, they must be washed.
They must be.
They must be washed in the laundry, so we'll air that out. Come up next. Rupert Holmes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.